This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Young and old, thick and thin, get in here. It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and I'm Danny.
Somewhere in between.
Yeah, I mean, that's included, right? Thick and thin. And
you mean thick in a good way and thin in a good way?
You know I do.
Mm-hmm.
We're so glad you joined, and have we got a show for you. Right, girls?
Part two of questions. Right. More questions. Right. I've got such a load here.
So we did part one last week.
Step on up. Who are going to be our special woman of the hour? We have an hour. We're going to answer questions.
Welcome Christy to the floor.
Christy, get in
Christy
here.
Christy with a C or Christy
what do you got
with a K?
For us?
Christy with a K.
Questions. Whoa.
Whoa, Krispy Kreme.
There you go.
She said, I always love when you talk about what you ate that day. I always get practical and easy ideas. So let's do it, baby.
You want to do it?
Let's be honest, too.
Okay, start
actually,
with a Dan.
Christy, are you on the journey app? Because I post most of my meals. Sometimes I forget, but Serene, of course, won't go on there.
You, Christy, I post
So, but it's fun to see other people's meals, but that's enough of talking about that. Let's talk about what we ate today. You're going with Dan to start?
Hey, youngest to oldest.
Oh,
so,
wow.
This morning, we kicked it off by making our own breakfast. If Mrs. Valdez doesn't lay that breakfast out for the pups, which I'll get in on.
Oh, you get in with Mrs.
I get in on, yeah, because she has to feed the kids, like by God.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to feed me. She has to feed the kids.
Right.
So when she feeds the kids, I jump in.
Yeah.
Anyways, kids didn't get fed today. So, no, not until much later.
They made their own, yes.
So I just rocked that toast, plant butter.
What kind of toast, Valdez?
Sourdough. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Sourdough for the belly. We had the plant butter. Mm. We had
You don't do real butter because it messes with you, right?
Yeah, I try to say as low dairy as possible. Every now and then a treat, little dairy treat.
Yeah, yeah.
That's for his gut, people. We're not against dairy.
That's right.
Okay.
And he's crossoving it because he's honoring his ectomorph self. He's
That's right. Justin's peanut butter on top of the butter.
Oh,
Justin's a good brand.
It's just something special. It's got its own texture.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I go from peanut butter to peanut butter.
Yeah.
I don't have a fave because they're all different.
Right.
So Justin's this morning, and then salt, THM mineral salt on top of that.
Okay, so let me dissect.
Light
yours.
On the protein.
Light on the protein.
Yeah,
compared to the fats and carbs,
you don't have a lot of protein in there apart from Justin's.
How many pieces
peanut butter
did you have?
Just one.
Ooh. Oh,
I go light in the morning unless I'm up real early. If I'm close to lunch, or what I would say close to lunch, I will.
What's close to lunch, Dan?
I mean, if I don't
have you read the plan, Dan?
Have you read our books?
I don't eat if I don't eat until like 9 or 10.
Yeah,
then it's just a snack like that.
Wow,
and that's what happened.
That was definitely a snack without a lot of protein.
For sure, a snack. But I'm getting going. Like I'm getting, I build up to my bigger meals.
Okay.
Like if I eat big in the morning, I'm just like,
well, each to their own.
Each to their own. Listen to what Dan says and don't do as he does.
Yeah. Don't do as he does. What you just asked.
But and be then, entertained.
And then lunch,
Christy, with a K.
We were in town and we had a salad. And one.
What was your protein on
your
salad?
Adobo chicken taco at Mojo's.
And what was your protein on your salad?
Well, the chicken and the taco.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Side of rice. So, hey, we're getting bigger here.
Yeah.
And some good old tea, mate. And then dinner ain't come yet.
Green tea?
Went with the black today. Yeah, although.
Unsweet?
Unsweet, of course.
Yeah. He didn't know that he was going to be up on the stand, did he?
Yeah, he didn't.
Yeah, although
he would have chosen differently for breakfast, probably.
I would have made
he
it better.
He would have been like, oh, Serene Pearl going to ask me, I'm going to have my eggs for my protein.
Oh, and it'd be
and
a
he
big
would have
meal.
Packed his lunch.
So big sisters will be proud.
All right. So,
you know, what about snack? We're already at Watson's.
I know.
Wallet.
No,
well,
and I'm
it's
due.
Snack time now.
I'm going to rob whoever's house this is.
Yeah.
Currently.
Mm-hmm. All right. So me,
youngest.
Christy.
To oldest.
I am so boring.
Am
with
I
my...
the oldest?
Oh, sorry. Go, Serene. Go, girl. Oh, girl.
Woke up at 5:30.
Yeah.
Had a swig of kombucha as I did my workout.
Okay.
Just prior to jumping into the workout, And it's not some sadistic weird person like, oh, she's getting up early to exercise. No, I go to bed early now and I find I love.
You know how those sadistic people
are? No, it's like tick the box. I used to do it like that. I go to bed at a normal late hour, wake up early just because I had to tick the box. No, now I've just decided it's the only quiet time. I feel like I get in a zone. I feel like I have this concentrated energy from sleep. And I just feel like...
you were also funny. You had no time to exercise before.
No time to exercise because life's getting so busy. And during the day, I'm just doing a lot of stuff. Just the different interplay of family members now with grandchildren added too. And it's just meetings. I was just finding I had no time. But this is actually just becoming my favorite. So another subject. I swig about a quarter of a cup of kombucha.
Do you do that for energy?
Yeah, just put some sugar in the bloodstream because I find kombucha, I believe it's an energy. I think it's got enough sugar in it.
It's a little bit of tea. And
Yeah.
Anything from the earth is energy.
And I think it's straight probiotic to jumpstart my system. Empty stomach, jumpstart with probiotic.
So, splash that.
So there's part of that in the thoughtful process of it. And then as soon as I'm done with my workout, I run downstairs and I put... half a cup of almond milk and half a cup of water in an open mouth salsa jar, you know, which is open enough to put a hand stick blender in.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So I do that. And then I add, half a scoop of, bone broth protein powder and half a scoop of our pristine whey. Yeah. And I put a tablespoon of our dynamic duo in it.
Yeah.
A little bit of mineral salt, pinch of stevia. And I put some mushrooms, some extracts, chaga, cordyceps, lion mane, blah, 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 blah. And usually throw in some acai, different things, blend it up, and I go upstairs and just drink that nicely while staring my baby sleep, and I just do a bit of prayer time.
No wonder you're better than me on the podcast with my peanut butter toast.
No, so then I go downstairs.
That's not a breakfast. That's her post-workout drink.
We still haven't got to breakfast.
No, that's breakfast one.
Because she has to then make her huge family breakfast.
So I make my huge family breakfast, and I make my husband breakfast every morning. And so I do that and I feed the sourdough start. I'm running around doing all this stuff at 10 o'clock. Everything's soothing and I have my second breakfast.
What? Yeah. You wait till 10 from 5:30 to have a proper meal?
No, I ate my smoothie at 7.
Yeah.
It's big and it's 25 grams of protein in there and a lot of nutrients.
Not a lot of fuel, but nutrients.
Yes. But then between that, I sip on my Coke cacao nib tea.
Yeah,
okay. It's so rich and beautiful, and I love that. And that's taken over my coffee. And I have a few sips of my husband's coffee. Remember, I said 3 sips.
Yes,
is there anything I can handle?
Yes,
love my morning. 10 o'clock, I have oatmeal, big, humongous bowl, and I put little nut pods on top of it, and I put some bee pollen in there, and a full teaspoon of manuka honey, and I put tart dried organic cherries. And I put our dynamic duo in again. I make it green.
Do you?
Green oatmeal. I love
it. She's so fierce with her green.
I love it.
The dynamic duo is Trim Healthy Mama Greens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was like a future product. That's
no, it's
mad.
Out. It's
on,
out.
Man. I have Come it. On. And I make it green. I just love it. I put some other little thingies in there depending on the day. Yeah. And I put hemp protein. My protein in that is our hemp. It's our new creamy, dreamy hemp.
We haven't come out with
it
yet.
Okay.
But like, we have our hands on it. So.
Serena and I can't live without it.
So that's my protein in that. And that's my second breakfast.
Yeah.
And then at lunchtime today, I had a crossover. And I had my Yuk Yum smoothie. I had 2 raw egg yolks in there. And I had the full fat double fermented kefir. So it was a deep S, not a heavy S. There's nothing pasteurized in there. It's all raw. And I had, I had a perfect food mix with the sprouted stuff. You get it from Garden of Life, whatever. And I had baobab, a good 2 tablespoons of baobab in there. And I had, scoop of bone broth protein powder. Put a little bit more, mushrooms. I put some, what do you call that stuff? Camu camu. It's a vitamin C powder stuff. And I made a raw granola out of sprouted buckwheat. And that was my crossover. And then I had
this is today.
Cacao
this
isn't nibs your greatest and walnuts day of all and time. Almonds.
No, that's her every day.
This
normal.
Is today.
Yeah, that was today. What? And I had that. And that's where I am so far.
I want to say I love those nutrients hitting that empty belly in the morning.
Totes,
that
mate.
Stuck out to me the most.
I love that she's a super about it because Serene's life is busy. Like I go to her house, like I get time. I'm pretty busy, but my life is not the busyness of hers. So she really has to superfuel herself, and she does.
I superfuel. I'm only halfway through. You wait till the end of that night. Have you got another huge list?
What do you have planned, Serene?
Oh, I've got planned. I've got a big, giant salad planned with a Safe Catch tuna pouch because I won't be making a big meal tonight because we're going to Florida at 4 a.m.
So you're prepared.
So I'm prepared. Yeah, yeah. I've already got that big salad planned. And I'm going to have, I believe that I'm going to have a bone broth right before bed with the coconut oil whipped into it.
Yes.
As my pre-nighty night nai-nai.
What are you going to have for your snack this afternoon?
Snack, I'm finishing off my yuck yum with, like, I want to make another yuck yum, but not a full one, a baby yuck yum with more granola. Crossover afternoon snack. I have about a couple of crossovers.
That's because you're very thin and probably a little bit underweight right now and you need the crossovers.
And there's times where I've had no crossovers in my life and times I just have one a day and times I have two a week. It depends on my season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
you feel yourself out.
Is that the oatmeal didn't have a bunch of protein in it?
It was an E, but I can easily make it an S. Some
yeah,
days
she
I make
put
it
protein
S.
in it. We use our new Creamy Dreamy plant protein. It's
coming out
soon.
Right.
And I put 20 grams. I put a full tablespoon.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so
when's it coming out? I'm so sorry.
Oh, not soon enough. I'm desperate for everyone to get it. Mm-hmm.
John, what's the date? What's the exact date, John?
So there was 20 grams of protein in my oatmeal. There was 25 for my pre-breakfast, and I had about 25 at lunch. So, and I'm planning on another.
Serene needs a protein.
Bunch of protein, yeah.
So
you better come with something.
Is it my turn yet?
Yeah.
It's yours. You have the flop.
So I'm saying you better bring it.
Well, my life, I'm not like the taker that Serena's, but there's certain things that I do.
Yeah. I'm addicted to taking.
Taking? What do you mean taking?
You can tell she's like a drug addict with all the supplements,
right? Oh, you
love
your supplements.
I've hurt myself. I've overdone.
Like you turn blue sometimes?
No. I'm on Maca like takedown right now. I think I hurt myself with that.
You overdid the Maca.
I overdid it. I think it's meant to be an adaptogen for your hormones, but I think I adapted myself right out of my hormones with it.
Turning into a fungus.
All about me. So Yay, for Pearl. Breakfast, I love, especially today is Monday. We're double pottying on this day. On Monday, I love to dive deep back into the barometers of Trim Healthy Mama and its essence.
Book.
So I love to get back to the very, not rigid, but very safe guidelines of what it is because on the weekend, I loosen up just a bit. So I always have, always, Monday morning, my brain knows I'm having oatmeal. I love it so much. It is my soothing go-to. Oh, my goodness. But my current oatmeal, I think I've said it before, it's a hybrid of all my oatmeals. It's very huge. It's very amazing. It is this. 1/4 cup of quick oats, 1/4 cup of old-fashioned oats. Why do I combine the two?
Because of the way your metabolism handles it.
Well, there's a little bit to do with that, Danny. I need the old-fashioned because they're in their more original state and easier on the blood sugar. But I like to add quick oats because I add psyllium to my oatmeal. And if you do just old-fashioned oats, you get more of a gluggy, snotty texture.
Now, we always said no quick oats, but Pearl is adding so much extra fiber, she can do it.
We never said no quick oats.
We said old-fashioned was better for the blood
sugar. We did, and it is. But we never said no quick oats. So get it right. We just said assess how you only do. So I do that. And then I add a tablespoon of psyllium. I add 12 to 14 raisins. I add 1 dunk of...
Do you count them?
Yes. I add 1 dunk of stevia and a pinch...
She really is in the barometers.
And a pinch of salt. If people are writing this down, you're preventing it. Then I add a tablespoon and a half of our Creamy Dreamy plant protein. Now you say to yourself, but we don't have this plant protein yet, Pearl. Well, just
suck
add a
it up. Wait.
Well, get over it.
Well,
get over it, mate. There's worse things in the world.
You could have a little bit of collagen in there if you wanted, or have some collagen in your coffee.
Or yours can be just not as good.
That's right.
Or order the green, gritty stuff from Amazon and dream of our creamy stuff.
I used to do the green, gritty stuff.
That's what we did for years, Pearl.
I did.
You can put your time in too.
Now, the reason when you get your hands on this Creamy Dreamy plant protein, you're going to find it does amazing thing for your oatmeal. You can add psyllium. See, I love psyllium. It's really good for my gut. And it stops the
psyllium
from being...
There is a reason we sell psyllium.
Yes, it stops the psyllium from being snotty.
Mm.
The Creamy Dreamy plant protein just makes it creamy. It feels like you've got 1,000 gallons of fat in your oatmeal
and
you have
none.
A whole
pound of butter.
And you have none.
Yes.
Wow.
It's amazing.
What is it that is creamy dreamy about?
Well, it's made from the hemp seed, Danny, but they defat it. We found the place. We're the first on the market to bring this.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Wow. And it's you'll see it at Kroger soon.
I know. Yeah, people are going to copy, but at least we'll be out with it first.
Yeah.
It is.
We couldn't have shirts made.
We did it first. It is hemp protein. So you've got all your, you've got a complete protein in hemp. Hemp is amazing protein and it's inflammatory, right?
Anti-inflammatory.
The good news is it's inflammatory.
But
only the best from THM.
But it's white and it's creamy, but it's defatted. It's got one carb, one net carb, and zero fat and lots of protein.
And 5 grams of protein per tablespoon. So that's 20 per scoop. It's unbelievable.
We don't have scoops anymore.
No, but it's the imaginable scoop that's in all protein
packages.
But I only
put like, I put like 2 tablespoons because.
Yeah, and I put 4.
Yeah, so whatever. So then on top, all right, so I pour that into my bowl. Then on top, I now.
Do you see how she's honoring her ectomorphic postmenopausal self? She thinks that's all she needs to anchor her meal, and that's all she needs.
It's all my body needs.
She went and got tested. And
protein was good.
Yeah, her protein was really good. You see, my muscles will be like, you're starving me.
Yeah. And then I do on top another pinch of salt. I do cinnamon and gentle sweet for that coating of that sweatpants oatmeal coating. And I pour cashew milk over top.
Oh.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
You are a creamy, dreamy.
I am creamy, dreamy oatmeal. Yum. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so that was my breakfast.
What time?
I got everyone's dinner and breakfast, and by everyone, I just mean my husband and my son, Rocky.
Good on you.
Because Autumn always gets her own.
Yes, yes.
And that's all who I have left in the house. But then I was running around doing things. So it was like good 10 to 9 before I ate.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I got a bit peckish around 11 and I had a carrot.
Yeah.
A long, big one.
Yeah, long, big one. Mm. One of those Peter Rabbit ones.
They are fun.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to break my teeth when you get to the fat part at the bottom. A real big carrot.
Really good, though.
And those with estrogen dominance, they're very, very healthy, correct?
Yeah. And if you're hungry after dinner.
Tell why they're good with those with estrogen dominance.
Oh, they just help reduce some of the bad estrogens in your body, your estrone, your E1. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Hey, carrots are great alongside apples and, yeah. Well, you correct me on all this sugar part of it. But I just mean in terms of like snacks, when you're feeling snacky and like all you got is that bread department in your cupboard, you know,
carrot.
Where there's like the Triscuits or maybe not for you guys. Yeah, but just,
no, reach for a carrot, eh?
Yeah, get a carrot. For me, an apple really helps curb.
Yeah, but they take a long time to eat.
Train your children in it. Always in my grocery cart goes those 4, you won't need 4, some of you might, 4 big bags of those big bunny rabbit carrots, those big fatties. And when your children say you're hungry, just chuck them a carrot. And if they say no, I don't want it, say starve.
That's literally
then they get trained into it.
That's our philosophy at our house. Oh, then you're not hungry.
That's
because there's food. It's orange and it's in a stick and it's ready.
It's awesome.
You have to prepare it.
And it's super crunchy.
I don't want that. Well, you're not hungry.
Look at the color. It says eat me. Look at this orange color. The beta carotene.
Yes.
It's so good. Yeah. And you're so busy chomping, you forget about the bready, cheesy things that used to beckon you.
Yeah, and then you get addicted to the crunch. You want to go back and back and back.
I know.
And the knowledge, too, that you're eating a dang carrot.
Yeah. So true, mate.
Your vision.
See, it's that. It's a dang carrot. We're not talking a baby carrot here. It's a dang carrot.
A dang dong carrot.
Yeah, it is. And guess what? I don't buy everything organic. I buy my carrots organic. What? A 30-cent difference? Yeah. Come on, people. What? What?
Like they were arguing. There was someone arguing, listening. There was a listener arguing.
And then
you know
if you get that little burn, you know how some carrots have a little burn, then you know it's not a chemical burn and just suck it up and take the burn. Yeah. You know?
We're being hard love, tough love today, aren't we? So then it was lunch and let me tell you, I was so torn. I had so many options of what I could do for lunch today. Because my world is so full of good food.
Yeah.
I thought to myself, Pearl, I baked wedges of baked potatoes last night, golden ones, and I'd had them in an email, and there were too many, and they were sitting in the fridge. I thought I could put those on a salad with a nice peanut plant protein dressing, but then I had sweet potatoes that I'd baked up last week, and they were sitting there. I'm like, should I do my sweet potato black bean salad? Or should I just do like a brothy soup with this new nice ramen thing I'm doing with there? These ramens, they're millet and brown rice. I thought I could do that. So many options. But then in the end, I had cilantro in the fridge.
Yeah.
So I thought, no, I'm going to do a cilantro salad and make it an S.
Good.
So half lettuce, half cilantro on a plate. And that's a lot of cilantro, people. That's almost a full bunch.
Good.
Chop that thing up.
Chelates heavy metals in your body.
And I love it. Massage it with 2 teaspoons of MCT oil.
She literally does that. She massages it like she's a professional.
Yep. Because then it's all succulent.
Cilantro and
then
you had painful neck
And then
neck
you don't
muscles.
Need too much oil because in my postmenopausal time, I'm careful with my fat in that I enjoy fat, but I'm intentional with it. I know what I'm doing with my fat.
Good.
So then I put half a lime juice on it and mineral salt.
Don't you love this? Ooh. I love the difference here. Just to teach people, look at the season. So Pearl's in this different season and she's massaging her oil into a lettuce so that those fat-soluble vitamins are still absorbed properly. And it's an S and she's going to do it. And then I put egg yolks into full-fat kefir. You see, and had nuts in it.
We're all unique.
And
exactly.
I go out to eat for every meal.
Yes. I go out to eat too sometimes, but I'm not done with my salad yet.
No, but I loved showing the difference.
Okay.
You're the star. But I'm just saying, I wanted to show there is a difference here. And isn't that the great thing about Trim Healthy Mama? You go, star.
Okay, shine. So I'm still starring. I had boiled up some eggs this morning because I knew that tonight I'm making cabin sauce skillet, which is cabbage with turkey sausage. And I do deviled eggs on the side for my husband and my son who just loves them. They love this meal. Yes. It's an S meal.
Yeah, deviled eggs are
satisfying. And I thought to myself, well, I've got those eggs for my protein on my salad. I'm going to have boiled eggs.
Good.
But in
you.
My season, listen up, everybody. I don't do too many whole eggs these days. I can do eggs, but I did. I did one full egg and a couple of egg whites. I chopped them up and put Creole seasoning on. Then I put those on my salad and then I topped with some sunflower seeds. Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah.
This salad, every morsel of it was
so amazing.
See,
she wanted to top. Let me get show her
I wanted
wisdom
to use nuts.
She
but
wanted
I didn't
to
wanna,
top the nuts. So she's not going to go psycho with the eggs so that when she tops with the nuts, she's going too much for her season.
Yeah, and I'd already had oil.
Yeah.
So I could have done it the old Pearl way, right? When my body was younger and burnt more, I could have done a couple of tablespoons of oil. I could have done 2 to 3 whole eggs. And then I could have done the nuts. But my body can't handle that anymore.
And then you used to have a coffee right after with a little
cream.
Half and half. Yeah.
No, I had full on cream.
Yeah, great.
And I burnt that and I did it great.
Yeah, so we're not downing the more fats. Hear her. But hear her, those who are in the menopausal season. Hear the wisdom of it because she's rocking this menopause.
I am.
Her body hasn't changed shape.
No, it's even better.
Just kidding. No, it's true. Yeah.
My husband would say so, but I'm just speaking it. Come on.
Yeah.
We can only get better and better. So that was my lunch. And then I brought.
And I think the reason why some people's change shape too is because there's many reasons, but one of the reasons maybe because they think that they can eat the same.
Yeah. And no, our sex hormones go down. That puts more cortisol in the body. So you can tend to gain it in the stomach.
You change the diet so that it works
and,
with
and
that.
And it's okay if I get a little more rounder in my stomach. I'm not against that. I haven't yet. But I'm not going to hate it if I do.
No.
Because that would just be natural. Then I'll be doing all I can.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, I brought a nice coffee over here and that was dairy free. I put some coconut milk in that thing. And so here I am.
Leslie Pops loved it. She had a sip and she was
And I put gentle sweet and a little of our maple and caramel extract. Wasn't it amazing, Leslie?
It was good, but I did taste flavors. I knew you'd like me.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, so that was it. I'm going to go home for, guess what I'm going to have when I go home for my snack? I was going to have toast because I have at least 2 E's a day, usually 3. I love to have 3 E's a day and then end my night with a light S in my season right now, but it's not always the same. But I'm going to have those potato wedges that are in my fridge. I'm going to have some of those and I'm going to have some another drink and collagen in my drink.
Oh, I love that. Mm. And I do want to say this about Pearl. Just so you don't think, I'm postmenopausal and I'll have to do her.
You don't
more
have to.
No, I want you to hear it. Her more meager approach. No, it's not meager, people. She is a voluminous, what's the word? Voluminous eater.
Yeah, I eat a lot.
Yeah, she eats a lot. So it's not a Spartan way of eating.
No, I eat actually bigger portions yes. than you, don't I?
You, yeah. Yes, you eat large portions. So don't think, oh, I have to eat less food. No, it's not about less food. It's about smarter food.
Yeah, and when I'm talking about
her book coming out, I'm just plugging it, Trim Healthy Wisdom. She's yeah. starting to write
when
it
I
now.
Talked about that salad that I ate for lunch, it was so huge because the lettuce and the cilantro were so high on my plate. And when I massaged them, it was just the loveliest bed of greens in the world.
Pearl loves to eat, and that's why she doesn't like the way I eat, which is a lot of smoothies, because she loves the pleasure of a lot of chew.
Smoothies, I feel like I'm being robbed.
Oh, I love a good smoothie.
Because I love to chew.
But I do want to say this about Pearl. I've always loved this about Pearl being the oldest. So she's paving the way for me, so that when I go through menopause, it's all done. She's just going to write this book and I'll glean all her wisdom, and it's so great. So listen up, those who are about to go into that season or who are in that season, we can glean from Pearl. I always gleaned what not to do from Pearl. You know, like if she got a strap, like a spank, because she was like a brat, I learned from her what not to do.
We were spanked, people, when we grew up.
Yeah, we were spanked. You can't call on our dad and lock him up into DCS because he's 80 and he's confident.
And we all turned out okay. We were spanked with love. Okay, next.
Yeah, he loves us.
Is it against the law to spank?
I don't know. These days, everything's against the law.
I'm just saying. Should we edit that part out?
No, I'm proud of my dad who spanked me. He always spanked me, like, always gave me a huge hug afterwards and said, listen, I love you so much. But guess what? I was a more confident and comfortable person because I knew boundaries.
But you see, not everyone can spank with love. So, you know, I think people could learn, but we were definitely spanked with love. Anyway, next question. Oh my goodness, it's a whole
spanked
another.
With love.
Whew. Were you spanked? No, you weren't spanked.
All right.
With love.
We only took one question and we're 26 minutes in.
Love you, Dan. I'll be your dad.
That's your next T-shirt.
I'll be your dad.
Hey, okay.
That's Serene's mother heart coming out, wanting to be my dad.
Hey, we're 26 minutes in. Let's try and answer this one quicker.
You need to have a baby,
Jeanette.
Oh, I'm so clucky.
Janet or Jeanette? I think it's Janet because it's J-A-N-E-T.
Would you say Janet or Janet?
It's Janet, 100%.
Okay.
Talk about things that are off plan, she puts in quotation marks, but can possibly be not that terrible for us, like salad dressings, bouillon, taco seasonings, etc. I think you mean personal choice items, right, Janet?
Net.
We're just going to call her Net?
Or Nettie.
Or Jane.
Jan.
Jay. Pop says Jay for safety.
Jay,
I think you're talking about personal choice things. And I think when...
What was the question?
She wants us to talk about things that she says are off plan, but cannot possibly be that bad for us, like certain salad dressings, like things like bouillon, like taco seasoning, etc. Where do we stand on all those?
Well, you know, we've always said you can eat 85% chocolate, right?
Yeah, it's
still. We've got our own Trim Healthy Mamas, so it's not a problem right now. But beforehand, I'm thinking to myself, you look at the carb content, and even though it has sugar in it, it's not enough to even like move the gauge.
Yeah.
You can get mayonnaise with sugar and it's not enough to move the gauge. So if you've got some bouillon and it's got something in it, it's not enough to move the gauge, who cares, people?
You do you. We all are different. Like, I might have taco seasoning. Like, if I'm in a hurry in life, these days I'll like put in my chili powder and my ground beef and my cumin and my paprika and my salt and just season it up. But honestly, sometimes I will walk through that aisle in Walmart and put the Jolly McCormick taco seasoning in my cart because I know some nights I don't have time. And like Serene says, it doesn't really move my gauge.
Right.
Sometimes I'll just do it.
Now, there are some personal no-nos for me. Even if they're in quantities that don't move the gauge, if I read corn syrup, I'm not going to pick it up.
You're not, but some people might.
But if I read sugar and I look at the carb content, it's not enough to move the gauge, I might allow my family to do that. I may not do it, but I might okay, children, you can use that in your taco. But corn syrup, I'm like, that's just my personal thing.
No, I don't think it's personal because corn syrup causes opioid level addiction.
Wow.
It's a hard chemical.
Right, but here's what I'm saying. When you're especially new to the plan, and she talks about things like dressings and stuff, you can't go from A to Z in just a few months.
I agree.
Let's just say you want ranch dressing on your salads. When I first started this plan, let me be honest, most of my salads had jolly well ranch dressing on them. I look at ranch dressing now and I'm like appalled at what it is, but it got me into my health journey because I was eating more salads.
Right.
And And now I rarely do a store-bought ranch dressing, but occasionally I still will and I say, well, that's my choice. But mostly now I'm having my good homemade dressings and things like that. Yeah, I massage stuff, okay? But
she massages delicious as a side job.
Yeah, it's a side hobby. But it's what's your gateway? If ranch dressing is your gateway into THM, then use your gateway.
That's good stuff.
You grow and you get all and you change as you can't start as a serene.
Yeah. Who would want to?
I mean, if you got bouillon and it's got MSG in it, and you think, I can't be a trim, healthy mum. I'm going to lay it all aside because I can't use this bouillon. Use the jolly bouillon.
Yeah, like my daughter, Sila, my eldest daughter, and she's Liberian. She's so amazing. She's an amazing cook. But in Liberia, they love to use those bouillon cubes.
Mm.
And they make everything taste amazing.
Yeah, they do.
MSG. But she started trim, healthy mum. She kept that bouillon cube in until she felt ready.
Mm.
She doesn't use any bouillon cubes now.
But
it's all nutritional
years,
yeast, and she mm-hmm. makes it all her own broth now from nutritional yeast, and every little spice goes in. But it took years. But if I had said, you can't do this with the bouillon cube, not that I ever said anything like that to her, but like, I just feel like it would have put her off.
Exactly.
It's cultural to her.
It's like saying a baby that's sucking down milk, no milk for you. You go eat the sandwich. A baby's not ready for a sandwich. Baby needs the milk.
You know when you get a new car and you can't adjust the radio or anything other than drive the thing?
Yeah, you just got to drive.
If your seat's wrong, you can't even adjust your seat.
You don't know how.
It's just wrong for the trip. And like I've found that as I master a thing on the health journey, I'm more open like maybe a month later to get more and more pure. Yeah. And I find myself, the longer I go, the more pure I get.
Me too, Danny.
Yeah.
And yet, sometimes I still say, no, Pearl, it's okay for you to have a little ranch.
Yeah.
Just, it's okay.
Yeah.
Don't
Almost
get so
for
caught
the
up
help
in it.
Of not being a control.
No, I don't want to be a control freak.
Just keep yourself accountable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, but I mix it with
When you want
sauce.
To be too perfect, then nothing works. It's like, let's thinking of the car analogy. I love to do analogies.
Yeah.
It's like when you get a new car and it's like, okay, I'm not even going to eat in this car. Yes. No children eating in this car. We're not doing it. No one wants to go on road trips. No one wants to go anywhere. Everyone who used to love to come, like,
no, they
I'll
don't
come with you
get...
to the grocery store. Everyone wants to stay home. When you want to be too perfect,
no one wants to do it.
Yeah.
So that's what we think, you know.
That's what
just,
we think.
Just get in on it. And things will sort themselves out as they go. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Sandy. Sandy says, talk about THM for those who can't have dairy or grains. P.S. It's hard. Are we going to give Sandy tough love or easy love
tough.
Or kind love or mean love?
I want to hear it.
It's all going to be love.
As hardcore as you got.
Okay. I find that the question, Sandy, in love, I'm going to say this in love, the question has the word hard in it.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's hard, because I think in love, I'm saying that the mindset is looking at the glass half empty, instead of half full. Because I feel like, wow, there are a lot of foods out there that aren't grains and dairy.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like grains and dairy, unless you're a true celiac, which is rare, may be able to be brought back in time.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, you know, have better chances on maybe like raw goat in time mm-hmm. after there's been healing. So even though you've got a lot of food choices now, there might even be those things that are off the list now that may be brought back in. But if the mind is open. And so I just feel like Trim Healthy Mama, I think Dan, you're sitting right here, you pretty much do a Trim Healthy Mama mostly dairy-free. And then your little friendy friend that sat there in the green dress, the earlobes lady.
Katie,
she's dairy-free except for mm-hmm. a treat once a year.
I'm mostly dairy-free just because my menopause, but I just find it exhilarating.
I'm pretty much dairy-free except for my raw kefir.
Yeah.
And a raw cheese treat from time to time. But I don't eat any dairy from the supermarket.
Right. But we're saying gateway drug again. You know, when you start THM.
There's nothing wrong with dairy.
For many of us, it's like cream cheese desserts and casseroles topped with cheddar cheese. And then we grow into wisdom and we realize, wow, I'm on a path to health. And that was part of my path. And now I'm doing footsteps further and I'm dropping some of that pasteurized dairy.
So what I'm trying to say to Sandy is you're excitedly
catapulted into that footsteps further place. It's kind of exciting.
Kind of is.
Sandy. Excitement.
Well, I do want to say that it's like Serene said, it's all how you look at it. I don't actually look at it as too hard. Now, I do some grains. I think I asked you this and I never got to see your, when I asked for these questions on Facebook, I never got to see your response. I said, do you mean you can't even do grains like quinoa or like buckwheat that aren't actually grains? And I didn't see her response.
Right.
Because there's always other things.
A seed of a fruit, aren't they?
Yeah, they're not officially grains.
They're more of a seed.
And then who told you you can't do all grains? Because some doctors say, get off grains altogether. It's just because what they believe. It's what
you
their mindset is.
You just recently went to a doctor that told you to get off all grains.
Yeah, he said all people, I put everyone off grains. He said, I take everyone off grains to be healthy. And so I had a lovely, respectful argument with him right there about what I believed about that. I know some people feel better off them. That's okay. We're all unique.
I agree.
Feel better on
one
them.
Second. I agree about the all unique. I totally agree. But I also agree that there can be a placebo about grains. You do feel better off them because when you eat them, you're thinking, oh, these are bad for me.
Yes, that's true too. But some people actually get physical things they can see when they have them. Now,
but I can have a panic attack right now if I made myself. Yeah. All I'm trying to say is the mind is powerful.
The mind
saying
is powerful.
It.
Yeah,
that's true. Hey, in context question.
Okay, good, because we're going to get some practical ideas for her, but say it.
It's in context while remaining imperfect to the situation. When thinking about what I should eat, right? I've wondered if some foods are almost have their original purpose in being treats or snacks, but because of modern farming, we've had access to make them into main dishes. And here's an example. Like, you know, I always ask the question, what part of the earth did this come from before I eat it, right? That's like my rule, which gets broken sometimes, but 99% mm-hmm. my rule. And if you think about what would be, like if I had to get up today and like figure food out, right? There's no grocery store. I got to figure food out. Garden food would be in plethora, right?
Mm-hmm. Not unless you planted it.
Yeah, but I mean,
so that's the same with grain. They cultivated the fields, and
but how hard would it be for me to grow
nuts?
Grain?
Yeah,
right?
but you could say that. But you love nut butter, and say that about that. Cracking each thing open with a big old stone.
Exactly.
How do you get enough to make nut butter? So we could
I
think
feel
about
like God
that
wants us to be creative. Like, you know, this one doctor who had I had a little bit of an argument, but we were both respectful, and actually we, you know, we listened to one another. He's like, well, people couldn't eat grains like we do now because, you know, they would go chase a zebra and eat the meat and then come to a tree and eat the berries and things like that. But I thought to myself, God made us creative. We have planes in the air. We can do things. We don't just have to see nut, eat, see
the
berry.
Bible
we
says,
can think ahead.
Bread is the staff of life.
Right, right. But I'm wondering, like, naturally speaking, like, yes, we can, but really the reality of how we get those things is from mass production. It's
no,
not
but just
from
think,
us.
Even baobab. That
yeah.
I like to
yeah,
eat of.
Right.
It's still around a seed, all hard, and they have to roll it on something, even if mm-hmm. it's done by hand.
And the African people that are still doing it the way they always did, they still harvest it, they still dried it, they still did all these things.
And,
you know?
And the grain, you go to Ethiopia, you go to any of these countries, and they don't have these big mass machines, and they're still having their teff and their, what do you call that stuff, aramath, injera bread, and they're still... they're still having grains. And then you go to the Aztecs and they still pounded the corn with their little stone anvil or whatever it was, would have been.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? I know it's a modern argument. Like, we didn't have that. Like, where are you? I reckon we would have been hungry if we don't use our brains because you wouldn't even have a garden. Like, I don't have a garden right now because I didn't plant it.
Yeah, right.
So I'd be starving of the veggies.
I know.
I just think I would eat garden foods and chicken.
Well, you know, chicken's a lot of hard work.
Yeah, they
I
really
know, but
are.
That's about the hardest I would
pluck in. You could put your hand in and
well,
pull out all the intestines.
But without thought, there's no real food. Because if you just wander around and say, I see a berry tree.
Like forage.
Let me eat berries. And then wander around, no thought.
Yeah.
What can I eat today? What do I see?
You're going to have headaches.
I think that men always thought through stuff.
Meat was a thought through thing. Bro, you had to pluck all the feathers off. Then you had to stick the thing in a cauldron and like to get the last bits of the feathers off. Mm. Then you got to cut it open and you got to take out like the stuff and then the gizzardy thing has food left in its little floppy flop. And
fine, I recant. I recant.
Anyway, big deal.
Let's get back to Sandy. She probably wants, I since I'm, look, no offense to dairy, and I still have some because I'm not allergic, I'm not even sensitive to it. I just find that my new season, I don't burn it as well as I used to. So,
because her brain says she doesn't.
Yeah, my brain. Really, well, doesn't. Even if it's my brain, I don't know. I like living a world that has less dairy in it for me. I don't know why.
That's because she doesn't do the raw dairy. So she's, no. So she doesn't want to do the pasteurized. Pasteurized dairy can plateau people.
It can. So I buy Kite Hill cream cheese. Now it is made from nuts. It is actually on plan. And you can get it at Kroger or whatever. But here's the deal. You can buy that and still have issues because you can overdo it, mm-hmm. because it's got coconut fat in it stuff. And so I just have small amounts of that or Kite Hill sour cream. Like, let's just say I'm making some sort of burrito or something. I put a little bit of that on and then I put tons of nutritional yeast on it.
Right.
And then I do things like luscious tomatoes. And when all of those combine together with heat, it feels like a really cheesy cheese.
Yeah. Yeah.
And things like that, you know, I love that. Mm-hmm. You've got coconut milk for curries. You've got things like that. And if you want to talk about grains,
can she do the pulses, the lentils and the black beans and things like that? They're really foundational for people that can't do grains.
There's coconut oil for butter, or there's quinoa. And then there's, okay, let's just say you really cannot do grains at all.
The roots.
You've got sweet potatoes. And then you've got
turnips.
Yeah, you've got all of those root veggies. You've got yellow potatoes. You've got purple potatoes. If you ate nothing but all the potatoes for your meals, you'll still be blessed and still have to tomorrow I get purple potatoes and today I got red ones. Oh,
and then try, actually, you can make stews and you put it in that little modern thing. What do you call that thing? The modern thing. It's not a crock pot. Not a pressure cooker. It's a modern pressure cooker.
Yeah, Instapot.
You can put in, make stews and you can put in golden beets.
Oh, I love beets so much. And then you've got all your fruits.
Ah,
you're not allergic to fruits. Thousands of fruits.
Oh, yeah.
So I love a beet and apple salad with a vinaigrette over it. I love my sweet potato black bean salad. I mean, you can do soups, root stew soups. As Serene said, you're blessed.
Sandy. You know, and you could also look into your bone broth proteins if you can't do dairy. I do a lot of, we're going to come out with bone broth protein at some stage.
And in the meantime, collagen's fantastic.
Yeah.
So you're so blessed, Sandy. I think you're just in the ripe for the picking of all the new foods.
You are, Sandy, and you're catapulted, like I said, to the stage of wowza.
Mm. Yeah, I think we'll stop there. We can carry on with these questions another time, eh?
Totes.
More or like more questions to come, send them to us.
Yeah. Chill out in mama my way. And then I'll be chill out in mama to stay.